The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is our Master's Class. Our Master's Class drops each and every Sunday right here exclusively on the Busted Open Podcast. You can't get it anywhere else than right here on the Busted Open Podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you give us a five-star rating. If you like what you hear, you can also hear us 7 days a week on Sirius XM Fight Nation, soon to be Busted Open 24/7 on Sirius XM. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are on YouTube. And our very own Mark Henry is wearing our Busted Open 24/7 shirt. Where can you get that? At podswag.com/busted open. Go to podswag.com/busted open. But let's get
Dave, we got to do the Golf Masters clap.
That's right, because it is the Masters class, and we're coming off the Masters. Let's get into it, guys. And I felt like the perfect topic for our Masters class this week is how to keep it a surprise. Bully, you were a guest referee at WrestleMania 40, the biggest WrestleMania of all time. Nobody knew, including myself and everybody here on Busted Open. Mark Henry, there's been surprises with you. Tommy, surprises with you. So, you know, Tommy, we'll start with you, Tommy Dreamer. How do you keep it a surprise? In this day and age in 2024 with all the wrestling journalists and the dirt sheets, how difficult is it to maintain the magic and keep it a surprise?
Exactly. You keep it to yourself. If I use Bully as my example, we were all doing the tailgate party. Bully wasn't there. Bully shows up, and the whole time I'm like, why does Bully have security? And I'm just sitting there, blah, 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 blah. The last thing that Bully says before he's like, you know, whatever match he's, and he's like, oh, I'm interested in the street fight, leaves. And the whole time I'm like, what is he doing with WWE? I don't even ask him why, because I don't want the magic spoiled. And then when he showed up, I popped big. That's when I found out. Same with his appearance at the Royal Rumble a long time ago. I knew Mark Carano, head of talent relations at the time for WWE, was like, yeah, I'm dealing with Bully about getting him into the Rumble. And I was just like, oh, cool. That's all I wanted to know. I didn't want to know anything, and I wanted to say that's all I said.
And Mark Carano should have never said that to you in the first place.
Correct. But him and I are friends, and we're just BSing. And then that was all I like said, because I really, not that I don't care, it's for Bully to tell me his business if he wanted to do it. That's right. It. And there's no like heat between Bully and I if Bully is doing that. And then after it, Bully's like, what do you think? I go, dude, it was awesome. And I'd be like, I already knew. Like, then you're a child.
Tommy, I just want to chime in and just add something to what you just said. Just to show you, it's no disrespect to Tommy or Mark, like not knowing that I'm going to be there, because it'd be very easy to just turn around. But that not only do they understand why I would never open my mouth, because that's just old school, Devon didn't even know. If I'm not telling Devon, I'm not telling anybody. So go ahead, Tommy.
And when we say it's old school, yes, this industry has changed because of social media. There's good ways to go about it, and there's bad ways to go about it. I've said this before, leaks. Leaks do nothing but hurt the business. And I always say about, like, if you open your Christmas present on Christmas, you open your birthday present on your birthday. That's how it's supposed to be done. They don't go, surprise, and my birthday's 5 months from now. They go, surprise, your birthday's today. I have seen people, there are people who are great with working the internet, and there are people who are not so good. I understand that there's no benefit, like Bully just pulling that little out there. If he would have been like, make sure you guys stay tuned and watch this match, people are like, spoiler alert. And I said this before, like I used to fight with Paul about like when Paul would put stuff out there and he would just be like, cause it would get me mad. Who's the leak? Who's the this? And then once he said, it's also his company, he could do whatever the hell he wants with it. And he'd be like, I wanted people to know that if you missed this show, you missed it. And I was like, I get it. He goes, plus I couldn't fit any more people in the building. So right then and there, I was like, all right, cool. I get it. It's you. It's not me. It's not how I do business. I've told these stories to other people. And I was like, there's a famous Terry Funk, Shane Douglas promo in the lobby after the three-way dance. And they just told us all like, hey, you have to be there because we're going to do promos. So we're sitting around and here comes Terry, here comes Shane. And then Terry puts his hand on Shane's chest and Shane goes, don't touch me. And it gets heated. And now like, first of all, the art of the promo, this is not scripted. And then the guys start like, are they getting into an argument? And I'm watching guys drinking beers, hanging out, talking, and like, you know, we didn't have producers, but like, we're trying to film this. And then all of a sudden, they fight. And when like, there was a slap, and we're like, whoa. And like, all of us dove in on it. And we were like, we didn't know if it was real or fake. Paul never told us. Still to this day, Paul never told us. It was just pull, and then, but like that's how it was when we did the invasion, you know, of WWE. When me, Sandman, and Paul, we were like, "Hey guys, if we have to fight, we're gonna fight the WWE locker room." Nobody knew. I said this. Jerry Briscoe did not know. He was a right hand man to Vince McMahon. He did not know what was going on. Mark Henry raising.
I didn't know, and I got fucking tackled on the stage because I was running out the curtain.
I would have kicked your ass, bro.
I'd have beat the man. I'd have bit of his blood. How did they get blood on the
Mark
the Titantron?
Mark, I was in the stands. I was a sniper waiting. If you would have hit the ring, I would have beat your fucking ass.
You'd have tried. You would have found out like every motherfucker that ever fought me. What happened to him?
Why? Because you're different.
And
I'm different.
Dave, sitting in that experience, I don't know if I'm going to fight. Listen, they didn't tell Bradshaw.
Bro, there's a bunch of us didn't know.
And Bradshaw's in the match. The only person that knew was Savio. Even Dutch was just like, man, something's up. So what I'm saying is, social media wasn't around. Listen, I know a lot of the behind the scenes from a lot of places. I know people's medical history. I know people's, it's not my business. And how do you keep something secret? You just don't tell somebody. And Dave, you've experienced it. You've experienced it live. You experienced it live when me and Bully are out there when we're doing the set. And then all of a sudden, Bubba just strikes. And you're like taken back. And I like, it's just how it should be. Because we're getting the real stuff where you're like, I don't know. I didn't know what to do. Exactly. Because that's a real reaction. And it's not working. It's not like I watched the Mark when, and Mark will talk about, you know, when it's so famous, we always talk about the salmon jacket. And like, I'm sitting there, I'm crying. And then like, and I was like, when he got me at the end, I was like, you motherfucker, he got me. But like, that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed, you're supposed to get got. You're supposed to be lured in. If it's a horror movie, we're building everything in to then go schwa and scare the shit out of you.
You know how you just said you want to get got, you want to be surprised because we know every twist and turn. Have you guys ever watched that show on TV with Penn and Teller, the magicians, where they bring other magicians on stage and they see if they can pull off a good trick? Penn and Teller pop huge when they can't figure out the trick because they're some of the best magicians on the planet. And if they can be worked, they know how great the trick is. They want to be worked too. Same thing with us. That's why we don't want to know everything. And that's why we try to tell fans, it's not good to know everything. It takes the enjoyment. As much as I like Mike Johnson, we are all big fans of Mike. We're friends with Mike or fans of Mike. I still tell Mike to this day from PW Insider, I hate the fact that you do spoilers. And he respects my opinion and I respect his and that's it, but I hate it.
That's why when we started Busted Open in 2009, that was the first thing we decided is that we weren't going to do spoilers. We weren't going to go there because I hate knowing. I am one of those people that if I'm having a birthday and it's going to be a surprise, I want to be surprised. I don't open my gifts before Christmas Eve. I love the fact of living in the moment and being surprised. And once you find out, once you pull that curtain back, that's it. That moment will never, ever be the same. So,
wait, hang on. Let me just.
Oh, go ahead, Tom.
Let's go there.
I just want to deal with one other thing. Yes. Once you put your news out there, be prepared for it. Also, like when everyone tries to find out who or these leaks, also don't count out that the leaks come from the top. And that's a bad thing. Very few instances in the history of the business has it worked. You have to adapt. I remember, and I'll go to Bully, when Dixie went through the table. It wasn't live, and they were afraid of spoilers. And old school guard was like, no, don't put it out there. And they put it out on social media, and it was like they waited just to think, and then like it happened. So then you had to tune in and see all of it. But there was such a debate whether to show, and like, no, you can't do it. It worked because it drew a rating. Because people wanted to see how it happened. But if you're doing stuff like that, you're spoiling the surprise. And if you think about the word spoilers, spoil. Would you drink spoiled milk?
Spoil means ruin.
Would you drink or would you eat spoiled steak?
You would.
Well, but what I'm saying is it's a negative connotation and very few times has it ever worked out.
Yeah, I agree, Tommy. Thank you. Bully, I mean, we were all surprised what we saw at WrestleMania 40. Here it is, 2024. Dirt sheets are running rampant. It's the biggest show in the world. Honestly, how did you pull it off, and how did it happen?
Dave, it's simple. Remember the scene in Goodfellas when Henry Hill gets pinched for the first time at like 13, 14 years old, and he's coming out of the courtroom and De Niro meets him? What does De Niro tell him? He says, you did the right thing, kid. What did he tell him?
He said, you kept your mouth shut, you didn't rat out on your friends, and you don't say anything.
Never rat on your friends, and always keep your mouth shut. Whether it was my Royal Rumble appearance in 15, whether it was the Dudley's return, or whether it was the WrestleMania surprise, I keep my mouth shut. I don't tell anybody. I don't tell my family. I don't tell my best friends in the business. And with this past one, as I said, I didn't even tell Devon. Why? Because I err on the side of I don't want anything to slip up. I don't want anybody to make a mistake, not even at the 11th hour. And I want them to be surprised too, because I know what it's like to be surprised. I told the story about me and Damian Priest running into the arena to watch the main event at WrestleMania because we thought Austin was going to show up and then we get the gong and we're jumping around like kids, like children. Love to be surprised. So most of the time, Tommy says it comes from the top. I agree, but I don't agree. I'm 50-50 on what Tommy says. Yeah, I believe that sometimes it could come from the top. I believe that the boys ruin their own surprises because they know that they're about to be part of something and they want to tell somebody. Well, you tell one person and that's lighting the wick. You've already lit the wick and it's hard to put that wick out. Just like the old commercial from back in the day about the shampoo. And they tell two friends and then they tell two friends and so on and so on. And before you know it, you open up social media these days and there it is, you know, so-and-so to debut at Monday Night Raw, Dynamite, WrestleMania, whatever it is. And that's how the surprise gets ruined. Keep your mouths shut.
Dave.
I'm gonna give you one last... Go ahead, Tommy.
I just want to chime in. Me, you, and Mark watched the main event of WrestleMania. When Undertaker showed up, we all popped huge, like a bunch of marks, because it was awesome. Bully and I were hanging out with the Undertaker at the Hall of Fame, and he didn't, hey guys, make sure you watch the main event. Like, hey, doesn't have to say anything. Why? What is he? Old school. And it was one of the loudest reactions of that match, which got such great reactions and was such a moment. Why are you going to ruin a moment? That's all. Sorry,
bud. Agreed.
I'm going to tell you a quick story that I've never told before on one of the biggest surprises I wanted to pull off, but was, I don't want to use the word ruined because I don't want to be disrespectful to the man, but it was affected by Hulk Hogan. When me and Brooke were embroiled in the storyline of the Aces and Eights and our relationship kind of tiptoed out of storyline and into real life, I wanted to catch the world off guard with this. So what I wanted to do was me and Brooke be seen at the Ivy restaurant in like Beverly Hills or California somewhere. It's like some, you know, well-known restaurants where all the Hollywood stars hang out. And I was going to go, you know, Brooke, well-known in Hollywood. I was just going to be some guy that was there with her. And when we were walking out of the Ivy, I'm sure the paparazzi would have picked it up. And who's that guy with Brooke? Who's that guy with Brooke? Nobody would have known. And then one night I wanted to be walking out of a club in Miami with her. Who's that guy? Who's that guy? And then let the press run with it. Who is he? And then one night I wanted to be coming out of a club in New York City. And I wanted one of the paparazzi to get too close to me. And that paparazzi was going to get decked. Wham. I was going to drop him right there. But that paparazzi guy was going to be one of my plants. And nobody would have known. Nobody. And they would have went crazy that Bully Ray just punched a paparazzi, a member of the paparazzi, in the face and dropped him and destroyed his camera. The entire world, wrestling and real life, would have been talking about Brooke Hogan and now this guy, Bully Ray. I brought the idea to Hulk because I had to. I couldn't just drag Brooke into it without his consent. I just didn't think it was the right thing to do. And when I brought the idea to Hulk, he said, I have friends at TMZ. I'll handle it. When Hulk got his hands on it, because TMZ realized that it was a work, they didn't do anything with it. They just put it on the front page of like their TMZ sports section. And it never got the press or the pop that I wanted it to get. But that's the lengths I was willing to go to shock the wrestling world and shock the real world without telling a damn soul.
You did a great job with that, by the way, with a lot of different things. You were a guest on Busted Open and Brooke called in because it was the eve of your bachelor party. So she called in to make sure that you were going to be on your best behavior for your bachelor party that night. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah.
She actually tried to get us on a TV show called Couples Therapy. And when we were on the phone with the producers, I went out of my way to ask, is it okay if I hook up with one of the other girls on the show? Just so everybody was shocked. Those are my stories. What can I tell you? These are the lengths that I will go to entertain an audience.
I love it. And to maintain the magic and to maintain the shock and the surprise.
Let's go. This is Denise Salcedo, and you can kick off your weekend with Busted Open Saturdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on Fight Nation.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's Bully Ray.
Do you know who I am?
I talk pro wrestling, and I play rock and roll.
Yeah!
Every Wednesday night, as soon as AEW Dynamite ends, I'm bringing you instant reactions with the Busted Open Nation.
It's Wednesday! You know what that means!
The only place to party is Busted Open After Dark. With me, Uncle Bully, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation 156 and on the SiriusXM app.
Putting the 7 in Busted Open 24/7. This is Justin Labar. Join me and Jonathan Hood on Busted Open every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
All right, Mark. I mean, I was closely related to one of your big surprises. I was with you the morning of. We had breakfast together, me, you, my wife Violetta, and Jacob, just a couple hours before you debuted with AEW. And it was a big shock, a big surprise. As a matter of fact, we spent the entire weekend together. So we were supposed to go to the arena together, and then you told me that they wanted to give you and Jacob a tour, and then wound up Jacob couldn't. It was a whole big thing, but I had no idea until you were brought out on stage in Jacksonville that you are now a part of AEW. You kept everybody in the dark, including your son Jacob, right?
And my wife didn't know.
Wow.
Love it. And the same thing with Salmon Jacket. Like, it was that was a calendar year of, man, my body too beat up. Like, I just can't take it no more. I'm not the same guy. I'm getting up off the ground slow. I can't feed the way that I want to feed. Yada, yada, yada. And then I was in L.A.
Mark, when you're talking about feed, you're talking about bumping and feeding, right?
Bumping and feeding.
Okay.
And that, which is, I think, the most important thing you could do as a heel for a babyface is to be able to get to them where they don't have to come looking for you, so it's effortless for them to suspend the belief of the fan. But I was in L.A., and I have a mutual friend with Arsenio Hall. And I was telling him that, you know what, man, the same spiel I was telling everybody else, that I'm not the same guy. And I just need to, you know, before I start looking bad. And then he started telling me about all these actors that felt the same way. He's like, man, there's guys I know that voice change. They get older, they bent over now. They don't want people to see them like that. And yeah, he said, you're doing the right thing. If that's how you feel, he was like, man, Arsenio is a super fan. You hear me? I mean, he is a super fan. He goes to everything and lays in the cut, hides, wears a hoodie, you know, covers up. Because back then, he was ashamed of being a wrestling fan, to be honest. Because people used to say, are you a fucking idiot? You're Arsenio Hall. You go to that wrestling shit. So he, rather than deal with that, he was like, I'm not gonna do it. And I respected it anyway, because I knew his heart. So Arsenio was the one that started the buzz in Hollywood with, wow, man, I talked to Mark Henry, it's going to be a sad day when he doesn't wrestle again. And then it got to ESPN, and it was on the ticker, Mark Henry to retire from pro wrestling. And it was big. So, you know, I got the Titus O'Neil and Fred Rosser in the car with me for 6 months. Didn't know nothing. All they knew was, I'm done, man.
And like, Mark, I don't know about you, but every once in a while, like you want to tell somebody, because it's like, it's fun. Like the little kid in you comes out and like, hey, listen to this. This is going to be so cool. Listen to what I'm going to do. But then You got to fight it. And you got to hold it back.
Bro, it almost came out one night in some pillow talk.
With Titus?
With my wife, of course. you choked me. Titus' legs are not nowhere near as beautiful as my wife's. But I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, this weekend. And I went, oh shit, I almost spilled the beans. And it popped me, and she was asking me, why was I laughing? And I had to make up some lie. I don't remember what I said, but that was the seriousness in which I took what it was, just like I did with Dave. And my wife will tell me every now and then, hey, you're old as shit now. If you plan on doing something fucking stupid, make sure that if you don't tell me, asshole, that you tell somebody else to have an ambulance ready.
Tremendous.
Because she thinks, because I'm losing weight and getting in shape, that I'm going to go and wrestle again. Like, I'm not losing weight, man. Look, I'm back to 335, and I'm trying to get down to maybe 315, because I just want to live longer. It's got nothing to do with me wrestling, and I'm not throwing smoke and none of that shit. I'm just saying, like, you see how I walk.
But if you were coming back, this is exactly what you would say.
Right.
What if your phone rang and the right money was involved, you might think about it.
Then I might think about how one of those wheelchairs with the thing, the straw you put in your mouth, because if I take one or too many bumps, that's where the fuck I'm going to live.
You ever take that first bug bath, your whole body just feels like it wants to explode.
Oh, my God. No, thank you. But, like, the art of keeping your damn mouth shut. And Bully said it best. And Tommy agreed. Sometimes it comes from the top, and it hurts me. When I have a conversation with the promoter or the booker or this person, and we're going to do this, and then it leaks, which the stuff with China leaked, and I knew it was fucking the office, and I was so mad because I didn't say anything, and I know Joni didn't say nothing. Joni never said anything, bro. So where did it come from?
Right.
It was only the office because we were the only two in there. D-Lo wasn't in there. It was just me and her. And when it leaked, I was like,
it takes the air out of your sails, man.
It's a kick in the balls.
It really is.
What it is.
Because you know you got something special right there. You just got to get to the finish line. And once you get there, man, you're going to blow the roof off the place. And all of a sudden, it's out there.
You read it in the dirt sheet.
Dave, it's a killer.
It's painful. And not only that, but the reason that the people, when the boys get a hold of some news, they say, tell a friend, telegram, tell a wrestler.
Yep.
There are people in wrestling, they don't have shit, Dave. You know what they want? Hey, I know things. I'm somebody. I'm a smart. Those fucking idiots. And they go and they spoil it to the dirt sheet people and thinking they don't even get paid. At least fucking get paid.
I could understand it more if I had your neck up against the wall. I could understand it better if you said, "Bubba, here,
bro, he gave me $2,000."
Exactly. Well, all right. Okay.
It's I was business. Just trying to get a payday, man. I'm tight. Tell me anything. I might let you off. But just because clout, because you wanted to look smart, or you wanted to look like. That shit, it ain't nothing. I knew about that yesterday. Matter of fact, boom, here's this. And you go, oh, is that true? Because that's what's going to happen. And then once I hear that one of those news, that news that you get where, is it, come on, man, that's bullshit. Is that true? I'm going to tell you a story time like Bully did. I'm sitting having breakfast, me and Jacob, we're sitting having breakfast with Punk the Sunday before he went on Raw.
You did tell us about this. Yep.
We sitting at breakfast. We chatting it up, having a good time, talking about the future.
You talking about when he came back at Survivor Series last year? Okay.
And nobody expected that. I never thought in a million years he was going back. And definitely, it was a shock and a half when he comes out and me and Jacob, I told you the next day, me and Jacob was sitting on the couch and Jacob turned and looked at me and I looked at him and we both said the same thing. We just ate breakfast. So Punk knows how to keep his fucking mouth shut. And if he would have told me and Jacob, we wouldn't have spilled the beans. But guess what he gave us?
A surprise.
He gave us a surprise. And we were like, oh,
and Mark, if he does tell you and Jacob, there's now a 1% chance that somebody slips up.
Even if by accident.
You, exactly. It's an accident.
Sometimes people slip by accident.
That's it.
Like I almost did. That was the point of me telling you. Yeah. I'm telling my wife, I'm talking to my wife, sweet nothings. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wow, this weekend gonna be big. Oh shit. Oh man. Woo! Reel it in, reel it back.
But you also made a good point too. It's the 1% bully, but it's also the fact that he knows how much Jacob loves pro wrestling. He know much how much you love that as well, Mark. He would have taken a surprise away from you. That moment that you had with your son watching it on your sofa, you wouldn't have had, because the whole show you've been like, when do you think he's coming out? When do you think he's coming out? So he gave you a shock and surprise, and can also have a smile with you the next time he sees you and saying, ah, yeah. You know, that's, I mean, again, because
yeah.
I wouldn't know, like, Bully, if you had a surprise for me, I would want to be surprised. I wouldn't want you to spoil it or tell me beforehand. On a much smaller scale, Bully, the surprise we had at our WrestleMania party with Sandman. You know, we didn't tell anybody. I invited a lot of people. I invited a lot of friends. I didn't let anyone know that we were going to have that appearance from Sandman.
Dave, check this out. The waters that I had to navigate right here on Busted Open. So our tailgate party at WrestleMania day two, I had to tell Eddie Bracilli at the last minute that I would be there late and I could only stay for a little while. And Eddie's like, why? I'm like, I can't tell you. Busted Open is my number one priority. He's my boss. And now I'm not showing up to I'm showing up for a limited amount of time to one of our biggest events of the weekend. I'm like, Eddie, you just got to trust me. If it wasn't big, I wouldn't even, you know, I would be there. But this is something that I have to do. Eddie trusted me, and he totally agreed with everything. But I couldn't even tell the boss here.
Yeah,
what you got to do.
Yeah,
he would have fired me.
Do you remember in the movie Casino, Dave? Remember the guy, Andy, that all the bosses in the family liked? And they were all in the courtroom, right? They were all with the oxygen mask and the this and the that. And then all of a sudden, they all go back into closed chambers. And the bosses are talking about Andy. And they're like, he's a stand-up guy. He's good. He's a good soldier. The next guy, the next Don says, he's good. Keep him. And then the one guy says, meh, why take a chance? The last guy who said, why take a chance, was basically saying there's a 1% chance that this guy, Andy, rolls over and stooges all of us off. What happened to Andy? He got whacked.
1%.
That's why you don't tell anybody. And the WWE goes to great lengths to make sure you are hidden away. That's why when Tommy says it comes from the top, like, okay, maybe 20 years ago, I don't know about anymore. Because if they're going to such great lengths to hide you on flights and limousines and tour buses and putting a black tarp over you to walk you past people, I wouldn't want to think that it was still coming from the top. They want to keep their surprises a surprise.
And that's the one thing. We've talked about this a million times. I hate, like, the picture of somebody at the airport or somebody coming out of a car. I will... To my death, I will never understand why people find joy in spoiling those surprises and what benefit it happens. Like you just said, if it's somebody within the walls of the business, you're not getting money. Like, so why are you doing it? And for those who put it out there, all right, maybe you'll get some extra clicks on your website or on your Twitter page. But you're selling your soul in essence in order to do that. You basically wearing a sign to everybody that works in the professional wrestling business that you can't be trusted with anything.
And so, in the mafia or in any other organized crime family or in the prison system, the way of the streets, what happens to to snitches, Mark.
They get stitches.
And sometimes worse.
But this show has been on the air for 15 years. We're a well-respected, credible show that does monster ratings. We've never spoiled anything. And I've had many a conversation, not only with the people involved on this show, but also other wrestlers that aren't on this show that have entrusted me with information that I would never spoil or say to anybody else. I do that in order to, not out of friendship, but some of it is out of friendship, but I want to keep that credibility. I want to make sure that everybody who works in this business trust me, because I want to have relationships with everybody so they come on this show. I don't want to lose those relationships. That's why I don't get it. Once you betray somebody's trust and you put that out there, like I said, you're basically wearing a sign saying, don't trust me. Don't give me any information, because I'm going to put it out there for everybody to read and everyone to see.
Yeah, I know firsthand that there's news that you can share that it could be damning, and you said no. And that's very honorable of you.
Yeah, because very it's it's the world of wrestling. That information isn't going to save lives or help victims of any. It's within the wrestling business and something you're going to see on your TV. For that, I'm not willing to lose my credibility over for maybe a couple other listeners, because at the end of the day, I think it's going to hurt you and the business more than it's going to help. Bully, Tommy, Mark, awesome show. Great episode. Don't forget, please subscribe to the Busted Open Podcast. This show is exclusively on the Busted Open Podcast. It's the only place you're going to get it. But if you like what you hear, make sure you also listen to us on SiriusXM Fight Nation. We're live every single day from 9 to noon. And then also subscribe to us on YouTube for all our videos. Talk to you next week right here on Busted Open's The Master's Class. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.